奉主耶稣圣名，继续来查考圣经。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we continue to study the Bible.
今天下午我们继续来谈灵风灵雨论神源。
This afternoon, we'll continue to study spiritual wind and spiritual fire, nurture the garden of God.
我们在准备灵布道会的时候，其实就是要祈求神的丰盛的恩典能够降临在他的教会，就是神的原旨。
As we are preparing for evangelical services, we are asking God to nurture His garden of God in the church.
我们早上提到，我们灵布道会其实很重要，就是提供我们再去重新检查我们信仰状态的机会。
In the morning, we talked about how spiritual convocation is important because it allows us to reevaluate our spirituality.
也是弟兄姐妹彼此激励信心的时候。
And it is also a chance for brothers and sisters to strengthen one another's faith.
那更是我们利用这个难得的机会，向我们的家人，特别是还没有信主的，能够让他们到教会来领受神丰盛的恩典。
Most importantly, it is an opportunity for us to invite our friends and family who have not yet believed to partake in the grace of God.
那有时候其实是抓住一个时机，然后做为 为这个福音做见证，那神就动工。
And sometimes God is touched when we take hold of an opportunity.
那所以我们要利用教会举办灵布道会的时候，来一起祷告，求神让这个恩雨大降来滋润神的这个教会。
So we have to take hold of the opportunity of the spiritual convocation that is upcoming so that we can strengthen the church.
那我们要灵会前，我们一定要心里面有所准备。
But before the spiritual convocation, we have to make the necessary preparations in our heart.
我们要怎么样来领受更多的恩典，就看我们做多少准备了。
And how we receive more grace from God depends on how much preparation we have made.
我们如果看《申命记》的第十六章，
If we look at
申命记,
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
申命记16章。
Deuteronomy chapter 16.
这是我们如果看第十六节好了。
Deuteronomy chapter 16, verse 16.
16章的16节说，你一切的男丁要在除酵节、七七节、祝棚节一年三次，在主你神所选择的地方朝见他，却不可空手朝见。
16, three times a year, all your males shall appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, at the feast of unleavened bread, at the feast of weeks, and at the feast of tabernacles, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty-handed.
17,
every man shall give as he is able according to the blessing of the Lord your God which he has given you.
这是神当时给他的选民一个特别的吩咐。
And this is special instruction that God gave his chosen ones at the time.
他特别提到男丁。
And he particularly mentions the males.
那男丁一般来说就是最忙的人。
The males primarily are the most busy.
因为你那个时代，家里面的做丈夫的，就是要去工作，要去。
Because in that society, males had to assume the responsibility of taking care of their family. And it did not say that if you have time, then you shall appear before the Lord.
特别说那些男丁，这些正忙的、负担家庭生活的这些人，他说一定要在这个节期的时候来到神所选择的地方朝见他。
But particularly it mentions the males that they shall appear before the Lord during the feasts.
那他说来的时候要 按着神所赐的福分奉献礼物，带礼物来见神。
And when they come, they shall, as he is able, give the blessing to the Lord.
那就让我们看到圣经的一个提醒。
And this shows us a reminder that the Bible gives to us.
那现在特别提到这些做先生的、做父亲的，要特别拨时间来朝见神。
This is a reminder of those who are fathers and those who are husbands to take hold of their time to give to God.
我们一般教会的现象，基本上各地方都差不多，都是有许多聚会都是姐妹比较多的。
In most of the churches, it is very consistent that there are more sisters who attend the services.
因为弟兄基本上工作很忙。
because for the most part, brothers are more busy.
很容易就安排这个，不管是上班的啦，做事业的啦，都有很多事情要去做，要有很多工作要有一个期限要完成，有压力的。
In their jobs and in their careers, they have many deadlines and have many things that they have to finish.
所以通常就会把这个拜神的事情放在后面去的。
And so usually they will place worshiping God on the back burner.
那一般我们做妻子的这个做配偶的都会体谅先生工作很忙，压力很大。
And usually those that are spouses of their husbands will understand their husbands that they have a lot of pressure in their work life.
所以我们也会体贴他肉体上需要休息软弱，所以就不会要求说做先生的做丈夫的要来聚会。
And we understand that they are busy and they need rest, and we do not require of them to consistently worship and come to church.
这样久了之后，这个家庭里面的信仰就会偏离神所定的准则。
And after a period of time, the spirituality and the faith of the household will be further and further away from the standard of God.
因为其实一个家庭，这个做丈夫的是应该是当头的。
Because actually, in a household, the one who is a husband is supposed to be the head of the household.
那当头的就是要能够带领整个家庭的方向。
And as the head, they are responsible for guiding the direction of their household.
要让全家大小都能够敬畏神，这个做头的、做丈夫的，一定要以身作则。
And it is the responsibility of the head and the husband to guide their family in the right direction.
那是如果做丈夫的、做父亲的，他如果在信仰上没有用心，这个道理不明白的时候。
But for those that are the husband or the head of the household, if they do not understand the gospel,
很有可能他所带领家庭的方向就不是按照神 的那个法则，就偏向世界上的人一样了。
It is very likely that the direction they lead their family in will not be according to God, but be more and more like society, like the world.
那这样的那个家里面真正在做头的就不是这位先生了。
And in that case, in the family, the one who is the head of the household is no longer the husband.
那有可能就变成是女人当家了。
And in that case, it might be the wife who is the head of the household.
那有时候我们在教会里面发现说，弟兄好像也都没有比较没有热心去参与教会的圣工。
Sometimes in church, we may see that the brothers are not zealously participating in holy work.
那是因为很多时候我们体贴这个做先生的，他觉得应该花一点时间去世界上追求应该 OK。
And this may be because as wives, we understand that the husbands need to do their work outside of church.
但是其实我们如果看圣经的原则。
But actually, if we look at what the Bible says,
那这里特别提到节期的时候，都强调要男丁一定要来。
It mentions that during the feast, the males shall appear before the Lord.
而且一定要有所准备来朝见神。
Not only that, they need to make the necessary preparations to give to God.
按自己的力量哦，照神所赐的福分奉献礼物。
According and giving according to what he is able, according to what God has given to them.
那所以在这个节期对他们来说很重要。
And so the feast to them was very important.
这个提到了除酵七七节跟祝棚节三次。
And mentions the feast of unleavened bread, of weeks, and of tabernacles.
这是很重要的三个日子。
And these are three very important times.
除酵节的前面就是逾越节。
Before the Feast of Unleavened Bread is the Passover.
除酵节连续有七天。
And the Feast of Unleavened Bread will last for 7 days.
七七节就是五旬节。
And the Feast of Weeks is also very important.
是五旬节是那个。
And it is also the Pentecost.
那这个就是其实就是他们的那个收割节了。
And
就是那个收小麦大麦的时间。
And it is the time of their harvest.
那祝棚节就是收藏的，收完之后最后要住帐篷然后去体验当初他们在旷野的时候是怎么过日子的。
And for the Feast of the Tabernacles, they had to put up tents and understand what it was like during the wilderness.
那个时候其实也就是他们已经收成完毕了，然后可以收藏起来准备过冬天了。
And that was when the harvest was finished, and they were making preparations for winter.
所以这现在特别提到是三大节日，祝棚节也是要七天的。
And the Feast of the Tabernacles also lasted 7 days.
那这 这些节期他说一切男丁都要到神面前来。
And for these three feasts, it mentions that all the males shall appear before the Lord.
那其实我们如果仔细看，在祝棚节前面啊，祝棚节七月十五号开始。
If we look carefully, the Feast of Tabernacles was on the 15th day.
在它之前有吹角节跟赎罪日。
And before that, there were two other important days.
吹角的 trumpet.
The
Day of Trumpet.
Day of the Trumpet.
然后赎罪日是 Day of Atonement.
And the day of the
atonement,
atonement.
就是赎罪日，就是在七月份的三个节日。
And these three days all appeared in the seventh month.
后来，如果我们再看看回来这个利未记的二十三章啊。
And if we look back to Leviticus chapter 23,
我们就会看到在律法里面所提到的这些节日啊节期。
We will see all the feasts that is brought up according to the law.
第二十三章的第二节，第一节、第二节，神对摩西说：“
one,
你要晓谕以色列人说，神的节期，你们要宣告为圣会的节期。”
Verse one, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the feasts of the Lord, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, these are my feasts."
好，那所以他现在要宣告的节期，要所谓圣，要有圣会的节期呢？他接下去二十三章就提出了七个节日。
And so now the Lord is bringing up seven feasts that are to be holy convocations.
在这个每一年的这个七日节之前呢，有一个每一周的安息日。
And every year, before these feasts are to begin, there is a Sabbath day.
哦，所以最开头的时候要有圣会，就是要聚在一起啊，一起来在神面前敬拜的。就是每一周的安息日。
So prior to that, there is to be a holy convocation, which is the Sabbath day.
哦，那这一天呢，就是向神应该守的。
And on this day, it is a day that they need to observe.
这个就是我们今天神给我们的生活的步调，生活的次序。
And it is also something that God requires of us in our lives.
六天努力工作，第七天休息，安息日就要到神面前来。
And for 6 days we work and toil, but the seventh day, the Sabbath day, we must come to the presence of the Lord.
所以守安息日。尊这个圣日为可尊重的是一切节期的基础。
And so, keeping the Sabbath day is the most important part of all the feasts.
有这个安息日的习惯之后，接下去我们就会重视这个节期的问题了。
And if we have, if there is the habit of observing the Sabbath, then there can be the feasts.
也就是说，真的认识为什么在神面前的休息这一天很重要，而且是神的日子要。也是要得神福气的。
Because it is very important to understand why there is rest on the Sabbath and why we receive blessings from God.
哦，所以我们在每一周的安息日里面，我们都要重视它，而且在这一天真的能够得到神特别的祝福的。
So we must observe every Sabbath day, so we can receive the blessings from the Lord.
那接下来我们就会期待神所定的这个节期，我们能领受更多。
And following that, we can really appreciate the feast and receive more from the Lord.
所以在我们这个忙碌的生活里面呢，有一些日子特别分出来给神。
So in our busy lives, there are certain times and days that we bring forth to God.
你看，再怎么样的七个节期，一年365天里面，其实你把这个节期通加起来，也差不多二十来天呢。
If we look at the whole year, 365 days, with all the feasts in the whole year, it does not account to more than 20-some days.
就是说你把这个节期需要七天的，把它通通把这个节日加在一起，也是几天而已。
If we add up all the days of the feast and put them together, it does not account for more than 20-some days.
一年365天里面。
And in a year with 365 days.
就是这几天，现在神特别要求说要到我面前来。
There are only these few days that God requires of us to go forth in His presence.
那其实来到神面前是要得神的福气的。
Actually, coming to the presence of God is to receive His blessings.
所以我们今天真教会我们在举办年部道会的时候
，So today, as a true church, when we have our spiritual convocation and evangelical service,
感觉上好像我们要特别分时间出来哦，好像我们做出了什么牺牲，好像我们要放下是这样的工作。
It may seem that we have to make certain sacrifices and temporarily put down our work in the world.
如果我们是在做生意的人，可能说生意就不要做。
And if we are business people, we may have to say that we will not do business on those days.
那我们在表面上看来，我们好像损失了，因为我们没有这些 做生意所得到的利润。
On the surface, it may seem like we are losing something because we do not benefit from a business standpoint.
但其实反过来，我们会得到神更多恩典。
But actually, if we look at it in another way, we receive many blessings from the Lord.
所以其实灵恩布道会今天我们所举办的重点，就是要让我们去体现圣经里面所讲的这些节期的意义，属灵的意义在哪里。
So the purpose of the spiritual convocation nowadays is for us to understand the purpose and the feast of the Lord.
所以真的我们今天已经在恩典时期里面。
So actually today we are already in the day of grace.
但是在这个恩典里面，神所讲的这些律法节期的精神，更能够在我们现在的生活里面 去体验到的。
But we can use the purpose of the feast in our daily lives.
去知道说为什么神说这个节期要到他面前来这么重要。
And we can fully understand why God said it was so important to come to his presence during the days of the feast.
所以我们要内心有准备，要准备来见神这样。
So we need to make the necessary preparations in our hearts to come to the presence of God.
那我们在灵恩布道会的时候呢，通常我们最后教会都会举办圣礼啊。
And during evangelical services, usually at the end, we will partake in Holy Communion.
那这个有一些圣礼 sacraments。
Holy sacraments.
我们有可能会有洗礼、有洗脚礼，然后有圣餐礼。
Whether it's baptism or foot washing or Holy Communion.
然后我们在灵恩布道会之间，我们会听道理。
And then throughout the evangelical services, we will listen to sermons.
我们要怎么样来调整我们自己的生活？
And we will learn the truth of how to how to change our daily lives.
然后要让我们在神面前哈，真的能够成为圣洁，我们要向神认罪悔改。
And that in order to become more holy in the presence of the Lord, we need to repent for our sins.
那这个都是在节期里面的精神。
And this is the same mindset that occurs during the feast.
你看，我们一开始的时候，我们一定会灵恩布道会的时候最显著就是哎。我们可以感受到我们被神拣选属神这个恩典。
In the very beginning of the evangelical service and spiritual convocation, we can see that we are chosen by God and receive His grace.
你看二十三章啊，利未记二十三章的第六节。
We look at Leviticus
第五节。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 5.
正月十四日黄昏的时候，这是神的逾越节。
On the 14th day of the first month at twilight is the Lord's Passover.
然后接下去。第六节说，这月十五日是向主守的无酵节，你们要吃无酵饼七日。
And on the 15th day of the same month is the feast of unleavened bread to the Lord. Seven days you must eat unleavened bread.
然后第七节说，第一日就要有盛会，什么劳碌工都不可以做。
On the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work on it.
那所以我们就看到这个所谓的盛会，就是我们现在所讲的这个灵恩会这个意思。
And we see this feast is of unleavened bread is the same as our spiritual convocation.
那所以大家要聚在一起的。
Because everyone has to come together.
他一开头的时候就是先要守逾越节。
And in the beginning, they have to observe the Lord's Passover.
那我们都知道逾越节就是要去纪念神救赎他们的恩典。
And we understand that the Lord's Passover is for them to remember the grace of God saving them.
所以我们灵恩布道会的时候，我们会守，我们一定会有一个圣餐。
So during our spiritual convocation, we will also have Holy Communion.
那圣餐的时候，就是让我们去纪念主耶稣救赎我们的恩典。
And during the Holy Communion, it is for us to remember the grace of Jesus in saving us.
所以在圣餐的时候，我们就会想到主耶稣为我们钉十字架。
So in partaking of the Holy Communion, we remember when Jesus was crucified on the cross.
因为有主耶稣的牺牲，他替我们的罪死了。今天我们才可以得到生命。
And because of the sacrifices of Jesus Christ, of Him dying on the cross for our sins, today we have life.
所以逾越节呢，它这个就是大家聚在一起，他们也要吃逾越节的晚餐，就是我们今天的圣餐呢。
And during the Passover, they also must fellowship together to have a meal. It is similar to the Holy Communion.
所以哥林多前书的第五章哈。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多前书第五章。
First Corinthians chapter 5,
第七节
verse 7.
哥林多前书五章七节
First Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7.
你们既是无酵的面，应当把旧酵除尽，好使你们成为新团。因为我们逾越节的羊羔基督已经被杀献祭了。
Therefore, purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed, Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for us.
所以基督已经为我们的罪牺牲生命。
So Christ has already sacrificed for our sins.
所以逾越节的时候，就是他们去重新思想说神怎么救他们脱离埃及这个奴隶的地方。
So it is during the Passover that they remember how God led them through Egypt and the wilderness.
今天我们在灵会的时候，我们纪念圣餐，守圣餐。其实就是要让我们去思想主耶稣拯救我们脱离罪的这个辖制。
And during our spiritual convocation, when we observe the Holy Communion, it is us remembering Jesus dying for our sins.
所以主耶稣的牺牲今天才有我们的得救了。
And because of Jesus' sacrifice today, we can be saved.
哦，所以每一次灵会哈，我们一定要来参加这个圣餐。
So during every spiritual convocation, we must partake in the Holy Communion.
我们弟兄姐妹有时候会觉得说，圣餐我常常领，我这次不领无所谓。
And some brothers and sisters may feel that they always partake in the Holy Communion and they can pass for this time.
其实每一次的灵恩布道会，圣餐都是最重要的。
But actually, in every spiritual convocation, the Holy Communion is the most important.
因为只有在这个圣餐的时候，我们真的才会心里内心的去想说，主耶稣为我所做的牺牲到底有多大。
Because it is only during this time that we can consider the great sacrifice that Jesus has made for us.
当众人都有同样的心在参与圣餐的时候。
And when all of us have that same mentality in partaking in the Holy Communion.
那个时候我们就会感受到我们被主救赎这个恩典很大。
It is at that time we will feel and understand the great grace that Jesus has given to us.
我们也想说主耶稣被钉十字架的时候那个到底有多痛苦。
And we will be able to understand how much pain it took for Jesus to be crucified on the cross.
所以逾越节基本上在我们的圣餐当中就会出现的。
And so the Passover will manifest itself during the Holy Communion.
逾越节之后就是接下去有七天的除酵节，都不能够在家里面或所吃的食物都不可有效。
And after the Passover is the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and what they eat at home cannot be leavened.
所以你看哥林多前书五章的第八节，他接下来就说。
So 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8 says.
所以我们守这个节不可以用旧酵，也不可以用恶毒邪恶的酵，只用诚实真正的无酵饼。
Verse 8, therefore let us keep the feast not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth.
我们都知道这个圣经里面这个酵就代表罪。
We understand that in the Bible, leaven represents sin.
所以我们现在要守这个节期的时候，要除酵，要把罪除掉。
So in observing the feast of unleavened bread, we need to get rid of all sin.
我们过去的那个生活，我们有一些坏习惯，都要在灵会这个期间求神帮助我们把它革除。
Our old lives, our old habits and sins, we need to ask God to help us get rid of.
那弟兄姐妹当中有任何不愉快，在灵会的时候，就是一个处理的好时机。
And among brothers and sisters, if there's any dissent, it is a good time during spiritual convocation to settle it.
所以他，你刚才说这个时候我们在守这个节期的时候，就不可以用这个恶毒邪恶的酵。
So when we are observing the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we cannot have any malice or wickedness.
就是要把我们的心里内心的一些苦毒、不好的想法、跟人之间的那种不愉快的过去，都要把它除去。
So we have to let go of any malice or disagreements between brothers and sisters.
要真的在神面前诚诚实实的彼此相爱，用彼此相爱的心来接纳，然后在神面前敬拜，蒙主喜悦。
So that in the presence of God, we can have sincerity and truly worship Him.
所以除酵节，其实意思就是说，我们今天守神的节期，我们一定要保持圣洁，把我们的一些不好的习惯借着圣灵的帮助把它改变。
And so the purpose of the Feast of Unleavened Bread is for us to preserve holiness and to get rid of any sinful or evil habits.
我们也同时间借这个机会去检查我们自己的家里。
And at the same time, taking hold of this opportunity to consider our home life.
我们自己的家里面有没有一些东西是神不喜悦、不应该放在我们家的东西呢？
Whether there is anything in our homes that God may not be pleased with.
有些时候我们出外旅行我们买纪念品。
Sometimes we may go on vacation and buy certain souvenirs.
不小心可能买到跟偶像有关系 的那个纪念品。
And we may accidentally buy something that has to do with idols.
我们有一位姐妹读大学到外地去读书了。
And there was a sister who went abroad to study in college.
她同学回中国去了。
And her peer went to China.
那她中国去，她在中国去旅行嘛。
And she went to China to a vacation.
那她开学就回来了。
And when school commenced, she came back.
就送给我们这个姐妹一个礼物了，小礼物。
And gave to our sister in church a little present.
那原来是这个她这位同学到中国去了，到跑到西藏去了。
And her friend actually went to Xizang in China when she was on vacation.
跑去西藏就买了一个纪念品回来。
And she brought this sister a souvenir.
她我们那个姐妹也不知道这东西是什么。
But the sister in church was not aware of what this item was.
看着就很可爱嘛，她就把它放在她床头。
And she thought it was very cute, so she put it in front of her bed.
好，那她之后哈，她就跟她的父亲打电话说，奇怪，她说最近常常做噩梦。
But after that, she called her parents and said, it has been very peculiar. Lately, I've had a lot of nightmares.
她说，而且不是那种偶尔一次，是几乎每天晚上都做噩梦这样。
And it's not once in a while, it's happening almost every night.
这是她以前没有的。
And it did not happen before.
我们这位姐妹很热心，而且信仰非常的执着，很稳定的。
And this particular sister was very zealous, and she had a very rooted and strong faith.
那她父亲也觉得，你是不是应该去想想看，你到底家里有没有什么东西啊？
And her father told her, should you consider what you have around your house?
她说没有啊，我都没有去买什么东西啊。
And she replied, no, I did not buy anything.
那这个父亲也觉得奇怪，那是怎么一回事呢？
And her father thought it was peculiar as well, what was happening?
一直到我们这位弟兄去看他的女儿。
Until this brother went to see his daughter.
那他那一天就躺在那个床上里面，说要休息一下。
And that day, he said that he was going to lie on the bed and rest for a little bit.
奇怪，都睡不着。
And he thought, this is strange, I can't fall asleep.
失眠啊。
That I have insomnia.
他就想说要怎么一回事，他就伸手去，就好像听到什么东西啊。叫他伸手到床后面啊，床头那边去摸一摸了。
So he lifted his hand over his shoulder and was going to feel for whatever was there.
就发现了他的床头，他女儿的床头放了掉他那个朋友给的那个纪念品。
And realized that her daughter had that souvenir that her friend had given to her.
他拿来一看。
And when he looked at it,
原来这个里面就是人家那个西藏人在拜的神里面有一个符了。
It was actually the god that they worship in Xizang, in China.
Tibet.
Oh, in Tibet.
那他们那里的人在用的。
And it is what the Tibetans use.
他的同学好心送给他。
Out of the kindness of her friend's heart, she gave it to the sister.
我们这位姐妹也看不懂中文，也不知道那什么东西啊。
But the sister did not recognize Chinese, and she could not
look at it. 就把它放在她的床头那里，难怪一直做噩梦。
She put it on her bedside. No wonder she kept having nightmares.
我们这位弟兄一看，哇，这原来就是这样子。
And when this brother looked at it, he saw this is the reason for it.
就跟他的女儿机会教育一下。
And so he informed her daughter.
这个东西是跟偶像有关系的。
He informed her, saying that
虽然看起来很可爱
，even though this is very cute, this has to do with idols.
但其实这个后面已经被放进去了，他们那个宗教信仰里面的这个所谓的他们的平安符。
And
他把它放在里面的一个平安符，就是一个，这是怎么翻译我不知道，就是他们拜偶像里面有一些 sign。
And there's certain signs in their belief that they
他说放在那里就有平安嘛。
That they put on the idol and then they will receive peace.
我们这位弟兄就奉主的名字把这个东西丢掉了。
And so this brother, in the name of the Lord Jesus, he threw the idol away.
那真的后来就好了。
And really, after this happened,
我们这位姐妹就不再做噩梦了。
Everything was resolved, and the sister no longer had nightmares.
所以我们真的要常常去看看我们自己的家里面有没有一些东西是神不喜悦的东西。
So truly, we need to look in our own homes and see whether there is anything that God may not be pleased with.
有时候真的会带来我们家里面，我们心里面不平安。
Sometimes this may really make us feel uneasy in our hearts.
那因为这里面，因为神特别说他是忌邪的神。
Because God mentions that He is a jealous God.
他不要我们跟偶像有任何的关系。
And he does not want us to have anything to do with any idols.
就像我们的家里面都不要有任何的物品是跟偶像崇拜有关系的。
So even in our households, we should not have anything that has to do with the worshiping of idols.
就算说我那个艺术品很高级，很珍贵。
Even if it is an art piece that is very valuable.
任何跟偶像有关系的都不要把它放在我们自己家。
Anything that has to do with an idol, we should not place in our homes.
再怎么有价值的这个所谓的艺术品，都比不上神给我们的平安。
Regardless of how valuable the art piece is, it is not comparable to the peace that God gives to us.
所以，因为节期的时候，这个除酵节就是要我们去想一想，我们的家里面有没有这些。这个罪，这些神不喜悦的东西。
So during the Feast of Unleavened Bread, we need to consider whether there is anything sinful in our house that God will not be pleased with.
所以我们要检查我们自己的内心。
So we need to examine our inner hearts.
我们心里面有没有一些偶像
？Whether in our hearts there is any idols.
无形当中已经取代了神在我们心中的地位。
That has replaced the status of God in our hearts.
那我们要去检查我们到底有没有一些罪，隐藏的罪。
We need to examine whether we have any sins.
我们要借这个机会，靠着主的帮助，圣灵的感动，把它勇敢的把它除掉。
And we need to take hold of the opportunity with the help of the Holy Spirit and the power of God, to get rid of these things.
那这样子，我们整个教会才是真的圣洁。圣洁的新团就是没有酵、没有罪的。
By doing so, then the entire church can be more holy, can be unleavened, and can be without sin.
那他这里提到，你看，如果利未记二十三章，他这个无酵节哈，他是要吃无酵饼七日的。
And so in Leviticus chapter 23, it mentions that the feast of unleavened bread is seven days.
那这个七天，这是一周一个星期啊。
So these seven days make up a week.
那你有时候你说那个。无效的东西吃了我说没什么滋味了。
And we can recall that unleavened things do not have a lot of taste.
也就是说，在你家里面，它食物啊，各种东西都不可以有任何有效的东西哦，要除掉哦。
Because during this feast, there cannot be anything of leaven in the household. They have to
get rid of it. 这个节期之后，如果他们需要再去买要做什么东西，这个再重新拿进来。
And if they have to make anything, then they have to bring unleavened things in.
哦，那所以这七天就是要把家里面整理的干干净净的。
And so in these seven days, it is to purify their whole house.
所以你看，那个每一年这样一个节期，就是让他们的家里面重新都可以去整理。
And so this feast of unleavened bread that happens annually is to
所以有一些旧的东西，一些不好的，都不会一直累积，放在什么角落都不知道。
To clean out everything in their homes, so unholy things will not continue to collect in the house.
所以今天我们参加灵恩会的时候，其实也是这个用意啊。
So today when we come to spiritual convocation, it has the same purpose.
我们内心有什么样的那个苦毒哦，不好的意念哦，都一定要借这个机会把它除去的。
Whether there is any evil in our inner hearts, we have to take hold of this opportunity to purge it.
就不要把它放在内心的某一个角落里面，一直陈年的老旧的东西，一直放那边都丢不掉。
And to not let these evil things and sinful nature to collect in our inner hearts.
有时候我们过去的一些不愉快的那个记忆啊，或者我们对人的一些偏见，可能一直都放在我们的内心里面，都没有拿走。
Whether it is certain bad memories or certain attitudes we have towards brothers and sisters, if we do not purge them,
这久了以后会成为那个让我们受苦的原因。
After quite some time, it will be a reason why we encounter bitterness.
所以这个除酵节很重要。
And so the feast of unleavened bread is very important.
今天我们一定要借着道理的提醒，让我们把这个罪任何神不悦的东西把它除去。
And through the reminder of the truth today, we need to purge anything that God is not pleased with.
接下来第二十三章哦，在无酵节之后呢，就是有一个初熟节。
And after in Leviticus chapter 23, after the feast of unleavened bread,
你看第九节。
In verse 9,
神对摩西说：“你小谕以色列人说，你们到了我赐给你们的地，收割庄稼的时候，要将初熟的庄稼一捆带给祭司。”
In verse 9, and the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Ten, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you come into the land which I give you and reap its harvest, then you shall bring a sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest."
第十一节说，他要把这一捆在神面前摇一摇，使你们得蒙悦纳。祭司要在安息日吹的次日把这一捆摇一摇。
11. He shall wave the sheaf before the Lord to be accepted on your behalf on the day after the Sabbath. The priest shall wave it.
那这个你看，这个是特别提醒。他们进了迦南地之后，有了收成之后，要做的、要献的一个祭，要守的一个节。
This is a particular reminder that they had to observe after they entered the land of Canaan and after the harvest.
他们有初熟的，其实这个就是他们 大麦哈，大麦先收成，收大麦的时候要做的，要到神面前来做的一件事。
And this is an act that they had to accomplish after they reaped the harvest.
哦，所以这里的初熟节就是要把礼物，把这个初熟的带来给祭司献给神。
And so they had to bring their harvest offering, and as an offering to the Lord.
然后之后呢，他说以后你们所收成的就蒙神悦纳，蒙祝福了。
And after that, what they harvest will be blessed by the Lord.
好，那他这个初熟节之后呢，他说在安息的次日就要把这捆摇一摇，然后就要开始献祭。
And so they shall wave the sheaf before the Lord on the day after the Sabbath.
好，那如果我们看第十四节哈。
And then if we look at verse 14,
他说无论是饼啊，是烘的子粒，是新穗子，你们都不可以吃，只等到把你们献给神的供物带来的那一天才可以吃，这在你们一切的住处作为世世代代永远的定例。
14, you shall neither eat neither bread nor parched grain nor fresh grain until the same day that you have brought an offering to your God. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations and all your dwellings.
那个时候这个日子对他们来说很重要。
At that time, this day was very important.
他们所收成的要先拿来献给神，之后他们以后的收成他们才吃的。
They had to reap the harvest and bring it as an offering to God, and after that they can partake in their harvest.
所以要先献给神，然后再接下去再人来享用。
So first they had to make the offering to God, and then they can enjoy the harvest.
所以这个初熟节让他们懂得感谢神。
And so this day allows them to be thankful of the Lord.
那之后呢，他们再来享受神所给他们的祝福。
And following, they can partake in the blessings that God had given to them.
所以我们看到这个节期里面，神要求百姓这个奉献的心志。
And so we can see that the Lord required of His people to have a heart of thanksgiving.
所以这个初熟节其实就好像今天我们在灵会的时候
，and this harvest is kind of like when we are at spiritual convocation today.
我们要准备来献礼物给神。
We need to make the preparations to make an offering to the Lord.
所以通常我们灵会结束的时候，我们都有一个特别的奉献。
So after spiritual convocation concludes, usually we have a different offering box.
就是让我们去想起来神对我们的祝福。
To allow us to remember the blessings that God gave to us.
特别准备我们要献给神的东西带到神面前来。
Particularly, allow us to put together what we want to give to the Lord and offer it to Him.
所以我们要懂得奉献。
And so we need to know to offer to God.
那我们这里，他这里当然奉献指的是这个地里的收成啊。
And here their offering refers to tangible things, their harvest.
但其实我们今天神要我们的奉献不是只有物质的东西。
But actually today, God not only wants us to offer tangible items.
神需要我们能够把我们从他所得的恩赐奉献在他面前来为他服事。
But he wants us to offer our blessings that he has given to us and serve him.
那神更需要我们奉献时间。
And more importantly, he wants us to offer our time.
所以今天灵恩布道会，我们一定要拨时间出来。
And so, with the upcoming spiritual convocation, we have to make the time to come.
我们如果知道说我们的生命是神给我们的
，if we have the understanding that our life is given to us by God,
我们的家庭、我们的工作、我们的所有的一切都是神赏赐的。
Our house, our family, our work, everything is given to us by God.
那我们一定要先懂得来。把我们所得的呈现在神面前，感谢他。
Then we will know to first offer everything to God to have a heart of thanksgiving to Him.
接下来我们神赐给我们祝福，我们才真能够享受。
And when we receive the blessing from the Lord, then we can truly enjoy it.
所以我们要把时间分出来给神。
So we need to make hold and put aside the time for the Lord.
你看，有时候我们都特别会为了要休假、为了要度假、旅行，我们会请假。
Sometimes we may take time off during our vacations.
但是通常我们不会特别说想要说，请假我要参加教会的聚会。
But we may not take time off to come to church services.
但其实如果我们能够这样做
，But if we can do so,
因为表示说我们真的奉献神给我们的这个生命、这个时间来给神。
It really shows that we are willing to offer our time and our life to the Lord.
其实我们。最后一定得到神更多的祝福。
And actually, in the end, we'll receive more blessings from the Lord.
因为就像这里所说的，我们把初熟的神所给的先给神之后，我们再来真的才再去享受我们 我们的这个恩典，这个恩典会很甜美。
Because like it says here, we are giving the first fruits of our harvest to the Lord, and then our blessing, our grace will be very sweet.
这个恩典就源源不绝。
And this grace will be never ending.
因为这是神的应许。
Because this is the blessing of the Lord.
所以我们在灵恩会期间，我们需要很多的很多的工人，很多弟兄姐妹一起来服事。
So during spiritual convocation, we need many brothers and sisters to come together to serve.
每一场聚会都要很多人参与的。
And during each service, there are many brothers and sisters behind the scenes.
我们是否愿意把我们自己放在神面前，让神来用呢？
Are we willing to put ourselves forth in the presence of the Lord to allow Him to use us?
通常星期五我们的灵会的时候，我们都不会很多人。
Usually on the Friday of our evangelical services, there are not many people in attendance.
我们都觉得说我没有时间了，我上班了。
Because we might feel we don't have enough time or we have work.
但其实这是一个安排的问题而已。
But this is just a scheduling matter.
有时候我们会特别休假去玩，去出国旅行。
Because sometimes we might put aside the time for vacations.
但是我们不会觉得说我应该把这个这一天时间这一天把它分出来给神。
But we might not feel that that we want to put aside the time for God.
让我们一起来从这个初熟节的这个奉献来学到一些改变。
And during this harvest, let us learn so that we can make the necessary changes.
好，那初熟节之后，他讲的就是五旬节。
And after the harvest, it talks about
the Pentecost.
The Pentecost.
那这个五旬节，我们都知道，这个就是灵恩。你看，圣灵降临的日子就在五旬节。
And the Pentecost we all know is when the Holy Spirit descended.
那这个七七节，这个利未记二十三章的第十五节，这个五旬节，其实也是他们在感谢神的这个时间呢。
Leviticus 23 verse 15 says that also in the Pentecost is when they give thanksgiving to God.
他们这个时候他们是收割了，都已经收成田里的出产。
And at this time they have already finished reaping the harvest.
那他们就把这个谷物或者是他们所有的公羊公牛呢，就带来献给神。
And they make this grain offering to the Lord.
所以这个五旬节，我们就说这个神的恩典降临的日子。
So the Pentecost we all know is when the grace of God descended.
今天圣灵在五旬节降临。
And today the Holy Spirit comes down on the day of the Pentecost.
因为五旬节那天圣灵降临之后，教会就建立了。
Because after the Holy Spirit descended on the day of the Pentecost, and the church was established.
所以就开启了这个教会的时代。
And so it began the time of the church.
所以五旬节对我们来说，就是这个就是圣灵大降的日子。
So the Pentecost to us is when the Holy Spirit came down.
你看，我们今天有许多地方弟兄姐妹他们有准备的哈，他们在灵会的时候就体会特别多的这个神迹奇事。
We can see in several churches before the spiritual convocation, they will experience many more miracles and visions.
我们最近这一段时间以来，这几十年来哦，我们弟兄姐妹在灵会参加灵会的那种感受，就没有像早期教会发展的时候那么明显。
And in these past couple decades, it is not as evident as years before.
是因为其实一方面也是我们没有准备，一方面也是在这个灵会的期间呢，这个圣灵降临的那个情景哦，跟以前不太一样了。
On the one hand, it may be that we may not make the necessary preparations. On the other hand, the Holy Spirit coming down may not be to the same effect as it was before.
当我们越没有心在准备的时候，那个这个圣灵的工作就越不明显。
But when we do not make those preparations, then the Holy Spirit will not be as evident.
那但是反过来，如果我们都有心一起来追求的时候
，But if we have the heart to pursue together,
那个圣灵的工作就让我们觉得很震撼。
And then the work of the Holy Spirit will make us feel that very effective.
所以早期前辈他们在见证那灵恩布道会的那种盛况啊。
So the generations before us, when they were evangelizing during the services.
我们一位长老他去开灵恩布道会，到一个教会去开灵恩布道七天呢。
And there was one elder who was leading the evangelical services and spiritual convocation for 7 days.
七天里面109个得圣灵。
And in the 7 days, 109 people received the Holy Spirit.
另外一次123个得圣灵。
And at another spiritual convocation, 123 people received the Holy Spirit.
基本上每一次祷告都有人得圣灵。
And every time they prayed, there was at least one person who received the Holy Spirit.
但是我们现在你看，有时候整个灵恩布道会都没人得圣灵啊。
But now, if we see, it may be a whole spiritual convocation without one person receiving the Holy Spirit.
那事实上也是因为我们祷告的时间短了。
Might be that the time we spend praying has been shortened.
我们祈求神的那种心哦，比较冷了。
our hearts that we are pursuing God has become a little bit more cold.
以前的灵恩布道会，他们要祷告，一祷告下去就三十分钟、四十分钟。
Before, when they pray, they might pray for 30, 40 minutes at least.
那个很多人真的是只要有时间就在祷告的。
And for many people, as long as they had the time, they would be praying.
哦，所以哦，那个得圣灵的人就很多。
And so there would be more people who receive the Holy Spirit.
那可是我们现在，诶，祷告如果十五分钟，觉得很久了。
But now if we pray, if it's not even 15 minutes, we may think it has been a long time.
因为我们现在生活过得好了。
Because now our lives are a little bit better.
我们祈求神帮助那个心没有那么迫切的。
And we are not as zealous in our heart as we are praying to God.
所以结果就是我们今天这个在这个灵恩的领受上就没有那么明显。
So as a result, the spiritual blessings that we receive may not be as evident.
以前他们得圣灵，一祷告得圣灵，这个灵恩就很清楚、很流利的。
In generations before, when they received the Holy Spirit, they spoke in tongues, and it was very clear.
那现在有时候我们得圣灵的时候，哎，不是很明显，都还要仔细听很久才哦，有讲灵言一点点。
And now, when people receive the Holy Spirit, we may not be sure, and we have to listen very clearly that they're speaking in tongues.
所以其实我们在灵会的时候
，So actually, when it is during our spiritual convocation,
这个其中一个很重要就是要祈求神的圣灵充满我们。
One thing that is very important is we need to ask for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
你看五旬节那个时候，一百二十个人同时得圣灵。
During the Pentecost, 125 people received the Holy Spirit.
那一次得圣灵让整个耶路撒冷震撼。
And it was very evident throughout Jerusalem at that time.
所以圣灵的能力还是一样的。
And the power of the Holy Spirit has not changed.
神也没有改变呢。
And God has not changed.
但是现在改变的是我们对圣灵的渴慕没有那么多。
But what has changed is our yearning after the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在祈求圣灵来降临我们的那个心情没有那么热切。
And we are not as zealous in praying for the Holy Spirit.
今天有时候我们在祷告的时候，我们并没有像圣经说的，从心里面向神哀求。
And we may not be praying for God in our inner hearts, as it says in the Bible.
所以我们在祷告的时候，基本上就体验就变少了。
And so in our prayers, we may have fewer experiences.
如果我们看诗篇。
Let us look at the book of Psalm.
诗篇七十七篇。
Psalm 77.
啊，这是我们两天前读的经文。
And this is what we read 2 days ago.
你看七十七篇第一节。
77 verse 1.
我要向神发声呼求，我向神发声，他必留心听我。
Verse 1. I cried out to God with my voice, to God with my voice, and He gave ear to me.
你看他英文就讲得很清楚，是 cry out to the Lord。是向神大声哭的。
The verb is very clear. It says cried out.
我是用我的声音。用我的声音跟神祷告
，with my voice crying out and praying to the Lord，
然后神就会听我
，and God gave ear to me。
这个就说明他的那个祷告的那个心很迫切
，and this shows how true their prayer, the heart of prayer was。
第二节他就说，我患难之日寻求主，我在夜间不住的举手祷告。
Verse 2, in the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night without ceasing. My soul refused to be comforted.
所以那个真的那个祷告那。恳求神的灵恩降临的时候，就是要这种心情。
And so when this Holy Spirit comes down, we need to have this same inner attitude in our heart.
要不住的祷告。
To continually pray.
所以我们要祈求圣灵，其实没有什么秘诀。
So when we ask for the Holy Spirit, there is no mystery.
当我们真的渴慕圣灵的时候
，When we really yearn after the Holy Spirit,
把握任何一个祷告的时间
，We will take hold of any opportunity to pray.
那我们就会真的很想要的时候，我们就会。一直跟主耶稣说，这个就是我现在最重要的工作。
When we really yearn after it, we will tell God that this is the most important work to me.
我们有一位姐妹见证她怎么得圣灵。
And there is a particular sister who testified how she received the Holy Spirit.
当她求圣灵，她在求圣灵那个阶段里。
And the process of her asking for the Holy Spirit.
随时都在想说，主啊，我要求圣灵，你要给我圣灵。
All that was on her mind was the Holy Spirit, and that God had to give her the Holy Spirit.
起床第一件事情就先祷告求圣灵。
And when she woke up, the first thing she did was pray for the Holy Spirit.
工作该做的做完的时候，有空跪下来祷告求圣灵。
When she finished her work and when there was time, she would pray for the Holy Spirit.
当大家有机会一起祷告的时候。请求大家帮我祷告求圣灵。
When there was time for everyone to intercede, she asked everyone to pray for her.
真的不久就得圣灵了。
And not long after, she received the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是神要应许给我们的礼物。
And so the Holy Spirit is a gift that God has given to us.
那有时候我们在祷告的时候，其实我们那个心没有迫切到时候，随时我都要跟着主耶稣求圣灵。
And sometimes when we pray, we are not as broken and yearning that we need to have the Holy Spirit.
感觉上好像是。 好像我们在等神给我们机，给我们这个礼物。
And it might feel like we are waiting for God to give us this
present. 其实是神在等我们什么时候真的像这里所说的，我不住的举手祷告的这个心呢。
But actually, it is God waiting for us to pray without ceasing to Him.
如果我们真的求圣灵的那个心很迫切啊。
And if we have that attitude in praying for the Holy Spirit,
在祷告的时候，我们就会展现出来了。
And in our prayers, it will be manifested.
每一次祷告都会很积极、很迫切。
And every prayer will be insistent.
我们会要求别人跟我一起祷告。
And we will also ask of others to pray with us.
这个时候，其实就是我们的心准备要被圣灵充满的时候。
And this is when our hearts are prepared to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
信实的神就会照着他的应许把圣灵降给我们。
And according to His will, God will give us the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在灵恩布道会的时候，一定要抓住这个机会。
And so during this spiritual convocation, we need to take a hold of this opportunity.
这就是五旬节的圣灵降临的日子。
And this is the day of the Pentecost when the Holy Spirit descended.
所以五旬节之后，如果看利未记二十三章。
So after the Pentecost, if we look at Leviticus chapter 23.
接下去就是吹角节，七月一日的吹角节。
And afterwards, the day of the trumpet.
那个吹角是当时候他们是其实是像新年一样的宣告新的一年了。
And at that time, it is as if they were proclaiming the start of the new year.
那这个吹角节就是宣告神的这个新的开始。
And it is to proclaim the new start of the Lord.
哦，所以这个吹角节就是到处到各地去吹羊角啊。
And so during this blowing of trumpets, they had to go to every place to blow their trumpet.
宣告这个美好的信息。
To proclaim this great news.
所以你看今天灵恩布道会的时间，就是我们去传福音的时候啊。
And so we see that during evangelical services, we need to preach the gospel.
如果我们看真耶稣教会的历史
，If we look at the history of the True Jesus Church,
我们明年教会就一百年了。
Next year the church will turn 100 years old.
早期教会在传播的时候啊。
And if we observe before when the church was preaching the gospel,
传道者没有什么学问的了。
Many of their pastors did not have a lot of education.
有的就是神的能力而已。
But what they did have was the power from God.
圣灵降临的非常明显。
But it was very evident when the Holy Spirit came down.
所以哈，每个都很有信心。
And so everyone had a lot of faith.
每到一个地方去敲锣打鼓。
And they would go everywhere and make those announcements.
赶快来听。
And to anyone that would listen.
这个大好的信息要报给你知道。
Because they had good news to share with them.
你要来祷告，你医病赶鬼，来这个地方都可以体验到。
And they could experience all these things in church.
我们早期教会在大陆在传的时候。
So at the start of the church when they were preaching the good news.
南方去耶。
They went to the south.
甚至那个其他基督徒都知道，这些病医不好的，通通把他送去真耶稣教会。
Everyone else knew that if there was anyone that was ill, they would send them to True Jesus Church.
他们说这个是天国的医院。
Because they referred to True Jesus Church as the hospital of heaven.
真的，那个被鬼附着去的祷告就鬼就出去了。
Because really, those who were possessed, when they prayed, the demons left them.
那个早期神给这个工人特别的恩赐，一按手祷告，病就得医治。
And God gave them their power that when they were laid hands, the demons left.
所以神迹其实非常明显。
And so the power of God was very evident.
听到这个信息，凡愿意去的都体验到了。
And whoever heard the good news, they could experience it.
所以很快速的教会就传开了。
And because of this, God, the church expanded very rapidly.
灵恩布道会这个吹角的日子。
And so evangelical services is when we need to blow the trumpets.
我们要抓住机会去宣告这个福音。
We need to take hold of the chance to tell the good news.
我们有一个弟兄啊。
And there is a brother in our church.
他的岳父是没有信主的。
His wife did not.
他的岳父。
His father-in-law did not believe in the Lord.
那他这个岳父啊，有一次说去旅行。
And his father-in-law went on vacation one time.
他去旅游的时候，就跟人家去那个庙里去拜。
And on vacation, he went into the temple with others to worship.
拜回来的时候，眼睛一个眼睛都看不见。
And after he came home, he could not see in one eye.
想说奇怪了，怎么会这样子？到庙里面去拜一拜，眼睛就看不清楚。
He thought it was strange that when he went to the temple, he could not see clearly.
他就很紧张了。
And he became very nervous.
跑去找算命的。
And he went to a psychic.
说，哎，这样子，我这是怎么一回事啊？
And he asked the psychic what had happened.
那个算命的跟他说，你回去。
The psychic told him just go home.
你活不到五月了，你的生命到五月就结束了。
Your life will not. You will die in about May.
我们这位老先生听了很伤心啊。
And this man heard this news and very devastated.
因为说那个很这个人算得很灵啊。
And he thought the psychic was very accurate.
哦，所以跟他说他活不到五月份了，一月份去看他的。
And he saw him in January. He said he would not live past May.
这老先生也真的很听、很信这个算命的人讲的话。
He really believed in what the psychic told him.
那不是跟我判死刑了吗？三四个月之后就要执行死刑这样。
And he felt that this was a death sentence to him.
他就哇，心里面很害怕。
And in his heart, he became very afraid.
他还不敢跟他的家人说。
But he was afraid to also tell his family members.
病就是不会好。
But his,
眼睛看不到啊。
His illness would not get better, and he could still not see in his eye, and he became more depressed.
等到那个日子越来越近的时候。
And when that day became closer and closer,
吓到不行了。
He was scared beyond belief.
只好跟他的儿子说了。
And he told his son.
跟他儿子说要准备后事了，这是跟他交代遗言了。
And he told his son that he was to arrange his funeral soon.
儿子听得莫名其妙。
And his son thought this was very ridiculous.
跟他说你不要听那个算命乱讲。
He said, "Don't listen to what the psychic said. It is nonsense."
结果这个他这个对话的时候，让他这个女婿听到了。
And during this conversation,
他这个女婿是我们教会的信徒啊。
Sister from our church overheard.
他的这个女婿就跟他说，请他岳父说来教会听道理，来信耶稣就没事。
And the sister in our church told them, "Come to our church and believe."
啊，是他的女婿的，son-in-law。
哦、oh, ，son-in-law。
啊，他这个时候已经没有办法靠他自己，他害怕，他就真的来教会了。
And at this time, this man was so afraid he had no choice but to come to church.
他说，他的这个女婿把他带来教会听道理。
And his son-in-law came, brought him to church to listen to the truth.
来祷告。
And to pray.
来听道理。
To listen to the truth,
信耶稣,
to believe in
可以
Jesus,
脱离魔鬼的瑕疵,
and to remove any of the demons.
他就真的来了,
and he really came.
他来了, 听到了, 接着很好,
and when he listened to the truth, he thought it was good.
哎, 可是哦, 这个魔鬼不放他走,
but the demon would not let go of him.
那个魔鬼啊, 在心里, 他心里面捣乱了,
because the demon was already in his heart.
真的当人愿意亲近神的时候，其实魔鬼也会设法阻挡啊。
Because actually, when we are people are willing to come to the Lord, then there is a fight with demons.
魔鬼他不甘心呢。
Because he is not satisfied.
他知道人来信耶稣之后就脱离他的管辖了。
He knows that when people believe in Jesus, then it is no longer under his control.
所以他就让这个有一天这个老先生起床的时候。
So when this old man awoke one morning,
他就说不知道怎么搞的，一起床起来模模糊。心里迷迷糊糊的了。
And he thought that he was very confused in his heart.
就跑去店里面去买了一瓶农药。
So he went to the store to buy some medicine.
不是 medicine, 是农药，是毒药。
Oh, to buy some drugs.
是要去那个。
To poison.
是要去农药，是要去撒除虫的那种药。
To buy some poison that was to eradicate some bugs.
然后他去买回来。一瓶嘛 像那个饮料这样就打开就准备要喝了。
And it was almost like a beverage, and he was about to open it and drink it.
因为他就不知道好像一个声音叫他去买一个回来就要喝这样子。
He didn't know what was happening, he just heard a voice that told him to buy it and drink it.
他要喝以前哦，想说啊，喝了就死了吧。
And before he was to drink it, he said, "Once I drink it, I will die."
来教会听到道理了。
But he had already come to church and listened to the truth.
耶稣是神。
And he understood that Jesus is God.
他说要死以前要跟耶稣报告一下。
And he thought, "Before I die, I have to tell Jesus."
他说主啊，我现在喝下去就死了。
So he told the Lord, "Once I drink this, I'm going to die."
我就去见你了。
And I'm going to come see you.
就在这样这个时候啊。
And it was at this time.
突然之间，在他眼前出现亮光。
In front of his eyes, there appeared a light.
那个亮光从他眼前过去的时候。
And when that light passed through his eyes,
他这个手上拿的这个荣耀哈，那个光好像就是像一把剑这样，把他啪，那个瓶子都掉下去了。
That light seemed to be like a force and forced that the poison out of his hand.
那个毒药一掉下去就碎了嘛哈。
And when the bottle of poison reached the floor, it shattered into pieces.
那这个时候他醒过来了。
And it was at this time that he awoke.
哎，他说我在这做什么
？And he thought, "What am I doing?"
哦，原来神救他了。
And actually, God saved him.
他在最后的时候还懂得跟主耶稣讲一下。
It was a good thing at the end he knew to tell God.
那主耶稣真的救他。
And Jesus Christ actually saved him.
他才发现哦，他那时候醒过来以后。
And when he awoke.
哦，这个时候他就是跟他家人说了。
And that is when he told his family.
就这样子。 继续到教会来奉主的名赶鬼。
And it was from this time that he continued to come to church and cast out the demons.
这位老先生后来信主了。
And ultimately, this old man believed in the Lord.
他就这样子脱离了魔鬼的辖制。
And this is how he left the hold of Satan.
那个本来算命的跟他说五月就死了。
Before, the psychic told him he was to die in May.
信主之后。
And after he believed in the Lord.
就脱离了这个所谓的那个咒诅了。
He was no longer under this control.
就得到神。给了新的生命
and he received a new life given to him by the Lord.
那所以这个就是今天我们在灵恩布道会的时候，我们要抓住这个机会去传福音了。
And today we need to take hold of the opportunity to preach the gospel.
所以今天可能只是我们听到一个消息，我们把这个信息传给一个人。
If we just hear the good news and pass it on to just one person.
但是这样一个传递一个工作可能就拯救了一个人的生命。
And maybe just this one person will save at least one person's life.
所以我们要祈求神帮助我们。
So we need to ask of the Lord to help us.
在传福音的工作上能够更加祷告来求神打开门。
In the work of preaching the gospel, we can continue to pray to open more doors.
然后最后他提到一个赎罪日。
And in, at last,
接下去有一个赎罪日。
It talks about
the Day of Atonement.
The Day of Atonement.
那这个就是我们要在灵会的时候彻底的悔改，求神赦免我们的过犯的。
And during the spiritual convocation, we need to repent of our past sins.
哦，所以今天我们很难得的有大家聚在一起祷告比较多。
And nowadays, it is not very often that all of us gather together to pray.
我们要在神面前倾心吐意。
And we need to have that same mindset in front of God.
求神按着他丰盛的怜悯，他那个宝血的赦罪的功效发生在我们的身上。
So that according to the Lord's mercy, according to His redeeming blood, He can place it on our.
我们在神面前的诚心悔改，就是在神面前刻骨己心。
So that when we truly repent in front of His presence, we can have a new heart.
所以我们刻骨己心就是我们 discipline， 我们真的会在神面前立志的。
So that we can be more disciplined in the presence of God.
那我们求神，然后赦免我们的过犯，赐给我们重新得到力量，能够有乐意的灵来扶持我们。
And we ask God to forgive of our past sins, so we can have new strength.
最后他提到的是祝棚节。
And at the last, it talks about the feast of the tabernacle.
那祝棚节就是众人一起团契喜乐的日子。
And the feast of the tabernacle was when everyone gathered together to fellowship.
所以我们灵恩会的时间也是弟兄姐妹可以聚在一起的时候。
And so the spiritual convocation is also when all of us can fellowship together.
我们从布道会开始到灵恩会结束有五天的时间。
From the start to the end of spiritual convocation is 5 days.
所以这五天就是我们弟兄姐妹彼此团契、互相劝勉的时机。
So during these 5 days, it is when we can encourage one another and fellowship and interact with one another.
我们会听到弟兄姐妹的见证。
We will hear the testimonies of other brothers and sisters.
这些见证会激发我们的信心。
And these testimonies will strengthen and move our faith.
因为这些人就像围在我们身边的彩虹一样。
Because these people around us are like a rainbow.
所以我们可以从他们的身上看到神的作为，那我们也可以祈求神把恩典加在我们的身上。
So on their lives, we can observe the act of God, and we can ask God to do the same to us.
就我们看希伯来书第十二章。
Let us look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
我们聚在一起的时候，就是在享受神所给我们的这些美妙的恩典。希伯来书十二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1.
我们有许多见证的人，如同云彩围绕我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱弃容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us.
第二节说，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
所以我们在这个属灵的聚集的时候，我们听到见证，看到神的恩典。
And so during this spiritual convocation, we come together and we can see the grace of the Lord.
我们会反省我们的生活、信仰、生命。
We can reflect on our spiritual life.
把这些重担、罪的重担，把它放下来。
And we can put these burdens of sin down.
把这些缠累我们的罪，把它脱掉。
And take this weight of the sin off.
让我们彼此劝勉，存心忍耐。
So that we can encourage one another and have patience.
一起去奔这条天国的路程。
To continue this race.
那这样子，我们每一个人都一直定睛在耶稣身上。
So that all of us are looking to Jesus.
我们真的可以跟这个世界有分别的。
And we can be different from that of the world.
所以神的家是特别的。
because the house of the Lord is different.
因为这里真的是圣洁。
Because here it is holy.
那这里也是有神的公义，神在做王。
And here, God is the king.
我们祈求神帮助，让我们一起这样来预备我们每一个自己。
And we ask God to help us so that we can all make these preparations.
我们一起来到神的面前来领受神的恩典。
So we can all come before the Lord and receive His grace.
让神的家日渐兴旺。
So his home can be manifested. And his name will be glorified.
一起来唱诗。
Let us sing him together.
65首。
Hymn 65.